Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. For over 35 years, Covenant has provided everything from routine community health screenings to advanced heart procedures, and serves as the only certified chest pain center in the region. Now here's your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest Dr. Ted Mitchell, who's president of our health sciences. And Ted, welcome to Faith Matters.
Well, it's great to be here, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Ted, before we came on air, we were talking about your Texas connections, and our listeners are very interested in background, the history of the people who provide very distinctive leadership in our fair city. So
I grew up in Longview, which is in northeast Texas. So where I grew up is very close to the Red River and to the Sabine River on the other side of the state. And I, in fact, had only been to Lubbock twice in my life before I took this job. Once was to watch a football game, and once was to interview for medical school, and that was it.
So we were part of the great unknown here out in West Texas.
It was absolutely the great unknown. And I will tell you that I had friends of mine growing up that were leaving Longview to go to Texas Tech University. And I remember thinking, as former Chancellor Ken Hansen says, oh, good Lord, you know, it may not be the end of the world, but you can see the end of the world from there.
We were just remarking before we came on the air, looking out over the city, that beautiful panorama we have here from the studio. And what a gorgeous campus we have. What a gorgeous university community we have.
Absolutely. And I will tell you this, the one thing that you noticed immediately when we moved out here was the warmth of the people. That was one thing. The can-do attitude of everybody out here. And also just the vastness of the view.
The panorama, yeah.
During the first summer that I was here, on the 10 o'clock news at night, they were talking about a thunderstorm that would be moving into Lubbock overnight. But currently, it was in Clovis, New Mexico. And after the news, I went outside to let the dogs out, and looking to the west, I was watching that thunderstorm in New Mexico, 80 miles away, that was eventually coming this direction. So the vastness of the vistage out here is incredible. Where I grew up, it's all the pine forest and the big hills, and so you had no views like you have out here.
You find Irish and the Scot in your background?
Absolutely. My mother's side is the McKithens. My father's side is Mitchell, which came from Michael, which was actually Clan MacDonald. And my mother was a high school English teacher by vocation, but she was a genealogist by avocation.
Your dad was a physician.
And my dad was an ear, nose, and throat doctor over in East Texas.
Tell the listeners that wonderful story about the wedding of your, was it your sister or your sister?
It was my sister. My oldest sister had moved to New York, where she met a young man who at the time was in law school up in Brooklyn. And of course, they were to be married down in East Texas in Longview, and they were going to be married in the Catholic Church there. My family's Methodist, but my father, one of his dear friends and patients, was the Monsignor in East Texas. So they were having a little bit of a tough time with the timing of the wedding. And he said, Beth, we're going to have a tough time. That's when I do confession on Saturday at that time. And when my father heard, he called him and said, look, Monsignor, it's not a worry. You do the wedding. I'll do the confessions. They were dear, dear friends. He didn't let him do the confessions, by the way.
Where did you go to undergraduate?
I went to undergraduate at Stephen F. Austin. Now, Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Texas, south of where I grew up by about 70 miles, is a university that focuses primarily on forestry, actually, and makes sense where it is. And so I went to undergraduate at Stephen F. Austin, and I actually finished college in 3 years, then went to medical school down at UTMB in Galveston. All of my life growing up, I'd spent it in East Texas, Northeast Texas, Central East Texas, and Southeast Texas. I have a remarkable appreciation for the folks over there. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. But again, as I mentioned, you move out here and you notice things are different. And one of the things that I really appreciated moving out here was the climate, the low humidity. I didn't know that existed where I grew up. I thought everything was wet.
Of course, the marvelous evenings here when the sun goes down and the temperature drops.
Nothing like it.
And the glorious, wonderful evenings and days, too. So fast forwarding, how many years are you here now?
7 years. I'm about to start my eighth year. It goes by faster every single year.
And here we are coming up on the 50th anniversary of of the health sciences.
And I know that you've been here throughout all of it, but what's incredible about it is how this tiny, tiny little health sciences center that was just quite literally somebody's idea in the 1960s grew into a remarkable medical school, then nursing school, then allied health school, which we call health professions now, then pharmacy school and a graduate school. And all of these things have now grown so rapidly. We're the largest health sciences center in the state of Texas, and we produce more healthcare professionals than anybody, which is precisely what the folks back in the 60s, when you read the articles about the arguments that were going on, that is precisely what the 61st legislative session folks wanted us to do, was to provide folks for this area.
See, I was blessed to know Preston Smith, and I have such admiration for him. And my early days at the medical school, Preston was officed when we were in one of the dorms.
Right.
Before we moved over to our current...
Over in Drain Hall.
Our current digs. And I had many, many an evening go down and talk to Preston, and we would reminisce together.
Well, I never met him, but let me just tell you, he seemed to be a pretty sneaky fella. Because when he was lieutenant governor and they were trying to get this thing started, he was having, let's say, intense conversations with people from East Texas and the UT system in particular about who needed the med school the most.
And, of course, how it transpired and the trading that went on.
The horse trading.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it was one of the things where this, to me, if you look at UT Health Sciences Center Houston and Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, we are the natural outgrowth of what was tremendous compromise that wound up benefiting the entire state back in the late 60s. And it's been remarkable because when he became governor, the argument began when he was lieutenant governor, and things kind of went down in flames during that session. But by the next session, when he became governor, and the talks came up again, and Frank Irwin, who was a chairman of the Board of Regents for UT, they approached him and said, hey, we really want this medical school in Houston. And his remarks were just very, very simple and very brief. Not a problem. I'll be happy to sign that if the same piece of legislation has a school for Texas Tech as well. And the rest is quite literally history.
50 years for them and 50 years for us.
That's right.
What a wonderful progress.
They're almost as good as we are.
I love it, Ted. Not quite as good. But
not quite, but they're great.
They're great. And I as a West Texan and you as a
transplant.
Well, more than a transplant, we've adopted you.
Yeah.
Ted, we'll take a brief break and then we'll continue this wonderful conversation. Thank you.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on the different causes of chest pain can be found at covenanthealth.org/heart. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm Tom McGovern, your host, and it's my distinct pleasure this Sunday afternoon to have as our guest Dr. Ted Mitchell, who is president of the Health Sciences Center. Ted, as you look at the achievement of the health sciences from small beginnings 50 years ago to where we are now, we have garnered some very significant national recognition recently. Would you mind sharing some of that with our listeners?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, the sweetness of this and the relevance of this is substantial for us because of what you just said. We started from very humble beginnings, and it is the nature of people in West Texas to have no braggadocio. Not to brag on what it is that we do, but instead just get the work done. There is no better representation of that than the Health Sciences Center at Texas Tech. I was just really bowled over by the rankings that came out this past year from graduateprograms.com. And what it is, this is a system, a survey system, where they look at 1,600 different universities across the United States. The universities themselves are not allowed to participate. That's the key about this. So they call this ranking system the of the students, by the students, and for the students ranking, because they interview current students and alumni. And they asked them, they've got a number of categories looking at things like, how are you with your academic preparedness relative to your peers? How are you with your readiness for taking your certification examination? How did your alma mater provide you support with faculty? How did they provide you support with financial aid? So they have a number of these different categories, and then they compile all of these together for the various programs within the university into a composite score overall. For the year 2016, we were ranked the number one health-related university in the United States. There was a small little school up, I think it's called Cambridge, Massachusetts, that was ranked number three, Harvard.
Yeah.
Our brethren down in College Station, they were ranked number eight. Texas A&M was ranked number eight, their health sciences. UT, the UT Health Science Center in Houston, was ranked 15th. These are all extraordinarily good rankings. Yale was ranked 21st. Baylor College of Medicine was ranked 49th. So we're extraordinarily proud of this because this is what our students see in us, and this is what our alumni see in us when they go out and compare their educational experience to their colleagues coming from other schools.
Ted, what I've noticed over the years is that we do create a sense of community. And thanks to you and and those who went before you in all the various schools, we are a student, faculty, patient, family-friendly community, not just here in Lubbock. I think it's important for our listeners to know our other campus.
That's a great point, because the way health sciences are set up, by nature of the education, you have to have population areas. So being that we're in West Texas, we actually have very, very strong communities in Amarillo, Midland, Odessa, Abilene, and Lubbock, and Dallas as well. And these are all communities for us that are extraordinarily important for completing our mission. We are quite thankful for having faculty, staff, and students that quite literally work together as friends and as mentors. And I will tell you that, and you know this quite well, when you talk about health education, it is so critically important for the communities that we serve. And it's so difficult already just by its nature. There's so much stuff that comes at you. There is no reason to make it more difficult than it has to be. One of the things that I think is a recurrent theme that you will see with each of our schools is that while the students, they've got to work hard. They have to work hard to acquire the knowledge base, but they do it in an atmosphere that is very much a family type atmosphere.
And also, I think all of the communities, the cities, the neighborhoods involved, they have been tremendously supportive of us, Lubbock, Amarillo, all of the other cities.
They really have.
They have come through for us in the most extraordinary way. And
even when the state has issues with budget shortfalls and the like, our communities have always been stellar at stepping up to the plate and making sure that the educational experience as well as the community experience for our students is nothing short of remarkable.
Just for the sake of the listeners, again, who may or may not know about how we are constituted, historically, the medical school was the first.
The first school within our university was the School of Medicine. Shortly behind that came the Graduate School of Biomedical Sciences. And if you think about kind of the cornerstones of medical education, those two go hand in glove. So you have the educational experience of the folks that you're trying to prepare to become practitioners, but you also have the discovery scientists that you're working on simultaneously. So those two schools, they came out of the chute almost simultaneously. Shortly thereafter, we added the School of Nursing, and we added the School of what we used to call Allied Health Sciences. And when you talk about Allied Health Sciences, a lot of folks think, well, what in the world does that really mean? And it's all of the different programs that don't have necessarily a clear niche in nursing or medicine. So we're talking about things like physical therapy, occupational therapy, audiology, speech-language pathology. And in fact, within that school, we actually have 20 different degree programs.
I think the growth of the schools has been truly remarkable, but just to look at the School of Health Professions, that growth has been stellar.
Hasn't it? It's just been remarkable. Again, think about this. Think about having 20 different programs, 10 of which have their own accrediting bodies, and having to work with that in real time throughout the year and provide educational experiences where when these students leave, we have a number of those programs where for multiple years, 100% of our graduates, on the first time they take their certification exam, they pass it. And that becomes the ultimate measure of the educational experience that they've had. And it's truly remarkable. In fact, I keep telling the dean, I almost wish that somebody would fail, just one, just so that we can quit talking about this year in and year out 100% success rate with it.
What we've been able to do and we continue to do is the diversity that is represented in our student body.
We really have. And what it does is it enriches the educational experience for everyone. When you think of West Texas, just like when I was a kid growing up, you didn't know much about it one way or the other, but you just knew that it was this place far, far away from anything. And so as you recruit out here, you have to keep in mind that the vast majority of the Health Sciences Center students, they didn't go to Texas Tech undergrad. So we're literally recruiting them from all over the state of Texas and, quite frankly, way beyond the borders of the state of Texas. Recruiting someone to West Texas becomes a little bit of an issue. What has to really speak for you is the students, the programs that you have, the reputation that you have. All of those things are the things that wind up attracting people.
And, of course, our graduates doing elegant work and wonderful work have credited themselves.
They are a credit to their alma mater. And let me tell you, as these students go out, they become, hands down, our best ambassadors. They quietly go into communities and start practicing their craft. And over time, they become the pillars of those communities. And it's remarkable. It's remarkable. They become your best marketing for what it is that you're doing. And this is not just in West Texas. As you said, this is all over the state. And quite frankly, it's coast to coast.
And all over the world.
That's right.
Ted, we'll take a short break and we will continue this interesting history making together. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on the different causes of chest pain can be found at covenanthealth.org/heart. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern. We're delighted to have as our special guest this Sunday afternoon, Dr. Ted Mitchell, President of the Health Sciences. Ted, we were mentioning the achievements of the various schools. We didn't obviously didn't mention all of them, but one in particular was the School of Pharmacy. And I am absolutely thrilled how pharmacy in its own right is doing such wonderful work in clinical and research, but also how well they've been integrated into practice and what they bring in group settings, in teams.
If you think about a pharmacy education, you have people who historically have this profound amount of education that oftentimes historically have been relegated to very minimal use of that education, when in fact they are content experts for anything and everything having to do with pharmaceuticals in the body. For us, it has been remarkable. I'll tell you a quick story. When I first moved to Lubbock, I was at a local pharmacy picking up a prescription, and I noticed a Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center diploma on the wall. And so the gentleman that was working with me looked like he was probably in his 60s. I asked him, did you go to the Health Sciences Center? He goes, no. I think he said Kansas. I went to pharmacy school in Kansas. He says, but I've got to tell you, those guys that come from the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center are by far the best guys I've ever worked with. And he didn't know who I was.
Uh-huh.
And so I came back, and at the time, the dean was a fellow named Arthur Nelson. And I said to Dr. Nelson, I said, look, you guys got a great compliment. He kind of smiled at me because I can tell you why. I said, why is that? He said, of all the pharmacy schools in the United States, we require for graduation far more clinical hours than the other schools do. So when our folks leave, when they walk across stage, they're ready to walk into a Walgreens or a Walmart or a CVS and take over.
And provide that beautiful, exquisite
care.
Care and
counseling.
Counseling, the whole thing. Ted, I think one of our great achievements, one of our great leadership points, is our interprofessional activities.
I think it's one of the things that makes this Health Sciences Center absolutely unique. I firmly believe that part of the reason why we rank so high with student satisfaction is the fact that we actively promote having our students from nursing and medicine and allied health or health professions and pharmacy and the graduate school all work together, not only on academic exercises, but even outside the classes. We can do that through simulation training. We can do that through any number of mechanisms. But I think as a consequence, what we're doing is we're breaking the mold. And you know this, historically, you had the medicine folks being educated in this silo, the nurses in this silo. And the problem with that is when you're educated in silos and yet your practice requires working as a team, when something goes wrong, which it absolutely does in medicine from time to time, you tend to throw rocks at each other, which is not good at the end of the day for the most important person in the room, which is the patient. The fact that we have actively incorporated in interprofessional education to our curriculum, it really does give us a very unique flavor at the Health Sciences Center.
I would like to acknowledge in a special way Dr. Sharon Decker, who was the visionary who put the
simulation lab.
In the simulation lab, all of the professions work together, including the scientists. Absolutely thrilled at what goes on there.
Well, Dr. Decker has been remarkable in her vision and in her persistence.
And implementation.
You better believe it, because let me tell you something. At the end of the day, if you don't get out there and work the plan, it's just a pipe dream. We're all great singers in the shower, but very few people come out there and really work it. And Sharon's one of those that gets out there and really works it. And so at the end of the day, what winds up happening is through our simulation labs that we have on all of our campuses, we're able to bring students into an environment where it's highly technical, where it can be made to be highly problematic and problem-solving oriented, but it's done in an environment that is safe for the students to learn. And it has been a remarkable addition to our interprofessional education.
I also love what the students from all the various schools are also doing in terms of community activities on all the campuses and all the cities.
What it does is we need to make sure, I would even say more so in health education than other areas, we need to make sure that our students remain grounded to the communities where they are having a presence. So if you look at our drug cleanout programs, if you look at our free clinic programs, if you look at the Combest Center in nursing, if you look at these service-related entities that we have, it's a great way of making sure that as our students are learning their books, they're also learning the importance of working with one another, with the focus being on the people they serve, which is a great way for them to get their education.
I think that maintains the humane mission of who we are, as caring for the broken, caring for people who struggle.
And I think that if you don't have your students focus on that as they're going through, the tendency, and this is just human nature, is to get more and more focused on just the technical aspect of what you're doing, and you lose sight of the art of what it is that you're doing and why it is you're doing it.
I also want to compliment you for your support of the Faculty Senate, which represents the entire schools, and also the Staff Senate that represents the entire body of the community of the health sciences. Ted, they have been really unique expressions of the voice that we all have in the planning, in the implementation, in the vision.
If you look at our Faculty Senate, our Staff Senate, and our Student Senate, at the end of the day, in order for the university to remain relevant, in order for the university to continue to succeed, they all need to be rowing the boat the same direction. And so part of this is, I think that if you can help people understand that everything they do is critical to the overall aspect of the function of the organization, let me tell you, the sky is the limit.
It's relationships and community. Now we're looking at a 50-year celebration. You've set a goal for us to raise how much?
$150 million by the end of this broadcast.
Okay.
$150 million by our 50th anniversary in 2019.
And it's doable. We've done it before, and we'll do it.
You better believe it. We're already sitting at about $63 million in the process, so we're well on our way to achieving that. This is the first capital campaign this university has ever had in its entire existence, and so I am highly confident we'll hit that goal.
Your leadership has really graced us on all the campuses and all the cities with the leadership, with the openness that you bring to us, a willingness to listen, a willingness, a presence that is inviting and welcoming and respectful. I want to thank you for that.
My job is easy because of folks like you. The folks that have been here before us have made my job, I feel like a kid in a candy store. My job is as easy as it gets for that.
In concluding this Sunday afternoon, if there's a vision you have for us going forward, what would it be?
The primary vision, we want to make sure that we continue to produce the finest trained most community-connected healthcare professionals and scientists that exist in this region. We've been doing that, and we need to continue to do that for decades to come.
Ted, it's been an absolute delight to have you with us this Sunday afternoon. Thank you for who you are and for what you do for all of us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of Lubbock's only certified chest pain center. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.